All right. Hello, Terrence.
Hey, this is Terrence.
Yeah, Terrence, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, Terrence. Hey, my name is Chris. I'm one of the directors here in the revenue sales department here, and I see you're here. A couple notes regarding your account. I think you were with us before, correct? I think you started with us on 2024, so last year in the month of actually the beginning of the year. Yep, that's correct. Yeah, and then I put some notes here. There's some notes that are here in the account, and are you wanting to reactivate your account for the SEO and first page placement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. So looking at your account, the price point that we had you at was a $249 price point. That was the month-to-month with no contracts, and that was that included the first page of Google, right? Let me see if you had a website with us. Give me 1 second. Able to see what you had with us real quick. Give me 1 second. Website. Oh, okay. I think you had your own website, right? Or no. Give me 1 second.
Yep.
I found it. Oh, you have your own website. Yep, that's what it is. Okay. Yep. So I still see that. That's we did create a website for you, but we can reactivate that. So I see it here. So yep, we did have the website included with this. We were running Facebook ads with your business, and then we had you on Apple Maps, we had you on Bing, and then also we had you on Yelp as another directory. So yeah, we can get things started for the $249 price point. So has anything changed with your business?
I don't remember paying $249. Where did that come? I don't remember. I remember paying $50 a month. So I don't know how that.
Yeah, so you're paying $50 to host your website. I can see here in the notes. So for us to get you ranked on Google, the first page, the SEO work that went behind it, you initially started with us at $249, and then you switched over to hosting only, which was $49 to host your website. So it was $249 to begin with to get you ranked on Google. Just to kind of give you an idea of how that would work, right? So, right now, if I were to type in Handyman Services, okay, and then we're looking at Handyman Services in your own backyard, which is Fort Myers. Give me 1 second. So the companies that are ranking on that first page currently are yes, I can fix that Handyman. That's a funny name. We got Chad Handyman LLC, Handyman Fix Fort Myers. We also got the company of Vincent Home Services. We got Ace Handyman, Mr. G Handyman Services. So that is where you would be ranking on Google, right, in the map section, taking advantage of those jobs. So is that something that you want for your business, to rank on that first page, or you just want your hosting for the website?
I am willing to try, to retry this thing. Now, what would that cost me to get going?
Yeah, so there's two options here, right? If you want to reestablish to get you ranking on that first page, which that's something that I highly would recommend for your business. So that way you're really getting the jobs that you're really focusing on. I see on your account, that I think you only lasted about a month for that service, which, we usually ask for about 45 to 60 days to kind of get things going. And then you transitioned over to, the hosting only. So that package, to get you in ranking on that first page to reactivate that, it would be $249 today, to get you reestablished for that. For the hosting, it would be $49.99. Or excuse me, $49, not 99, so just 45, 49 flat. That's just to get your website hosting. The issue with that, if I can be transparent with you, Terrence, is that you're not going to be able to rank for those keywords that you're looking for in the area. All right, so that would be the only issue. Keeping the Facebook ads and keeping the local map section to get ranked for those keywords, that's where you're going to see the results. So. Last time it was only a month, and then you transitioned over to the hosting only for the website. Now, the hosting only for the website, that's literally just hosting your website. But the way that I see things is, like, having a website, it's good, but if you don't have it attached to your Google Business profile or you don't have it exposed in the right places, you know, I kind of see it as a like a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? Like, if people know it's there, then they know it's there, but if people don't, there's no, you know, there's really no traction going to the website. Right, so that's something that the local SEO really does for your business, right? But I would definitely recommend going that route and then also sticking it out for 45 to 60 days to see the maximum results. The good thing is that you do have a Google Business profile, which is great. Now all we would have to do is just make sure we get you optimized so then you're ranking on that first page. Right, so that's what I would recommend, but it's completely, you know, up to you as far as what would you like to do for. And I see you got 2 reviews, for five stars for Terry's Handyman Repair LLC, and you have 2 5-star Google reviews, which is good. And you got that about a year ago when you were working with us.
All right. So initially in this. Oh, this boy's doing too much, really. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to get my son together.
I hear the little guy.
I've seen some results from the hosting and all of that. I think just to get started at this point, could I add the $249 on maybe, you know, a couple of days or a couple of weeks or so. Okay, let me just start out with the hosting, start back with the hosting, and then I can consider adding the other stuff back on.
Yeah, we can most definitely do that. Give me 1 second. Let me look at your account real quick. Let's see. Looking at the, hold on, you had 149. Okay, let me see what was this. This is local bundle my site, call metric tracking. Oh, I see. Okay, there's another option that you had. There's another option as well, just so you know, okay? That'll save you $100. Because I'm trying to see what options are best for you, where you're able to start and see maximum results. We can get you in at $149. That would include the Google listing. That will not include Facebook ads. That you can add that later on, and that would include the hosting on your website. So you're literally paying $100 extra to get you ranking on Google with the optimization for the SEO. And that would include, you know, the reactivation for website. That'll get you ranking on Google for the keywords. You can go 15 to 17 keywords, and then you can also be on other directories like Yelp, and then. We'll still have you on Facebook, but not running ads for Facebook. That would be $149. That would be the other option you would have, or just hosting the website would be $49. But once again, it would be completely up to you what you want to start with.
I think the $149 doesn't sound that bad just to get us going.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't, because that'll get you ranking on Google. And then not only that, but once again, that'll include the website. So for an extra $100, I mean, it's a win-win situation there. You know what I mean? So I would recommend that one instead of paying the $250. Later on, if you want to add Facebook ads to get more online, you know, clicks, then you can definitely do that. But as far as, you know, getting you, you know, getting it going with okay. So let me do this real quick. I'm just going to put, I'm going to just modify your billing. I'll modify your billing so that way it just stays 100% that way all the time. And that way it doesn't change. And then whenever you're ready to see, you know, some more marketing, you can always add more of the,
is that total come on, is it $150 flat or what?
Yeah, it's $149 flat. Yeah, that includes the website hosting. That includes everything. Yeah. So. So that's a better deal than the $249 right now to get things going. I just want to.
Yeah, we got more to it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
All right, sounds good. So I'm going to do this real quick. I'm just modifying a couple things so that way that stays the same, and that way we get you in. And then what we're going to have to do, Terrence, is we're going to have to do a client onboarding call so we can reestablish everything. And then I would just ask you, when would you like to have that onboarding call? Would you have that today, this evening, or would tomorrow be better for you to talk to the technicians so we can cross the T's about the I's?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Okay, look at the calendar right now and see what's the best time for the technician and then also yourself. Right now I'm just modifying the billing so you're coming up with that price point. It doesn't go up. You know, I'll put notes here for the account that we're honoring that for you as well. So I'm just going to do that first. And, okay, see, I see that now. And then as far as the card information, we do have a card that's, it's a Visa. I can't see the numbers because it's blocked out, but I see the last four is 9028, and it's January 2027. Is that still the card that's on file with, it has a security code of 144?
No, that's not
you have a different one?
Yes.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, the card number, and also I just want to make sure it's attached to the 3330 Southeast 15th Place, Cape Coral, Florida, the 339-04. Is that still the address?
That's my living address, but the billing address for this card is something different.
Gotcha. Okay, so
it's
we
the oldest.
Okay, we can go with the card number first, and then also then we'll update the billing address.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Is it a Visa or a MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay, all right, yeah. I'll repeat it to you once we get it together.
401-388-0000-314-9301.
All right, so I'll repeat it to you. I got 4013. I got 8800. I got 03149-301. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And the month and expiration date on that?
Month is
07/27. 07/27. All right, and then it'll ask for the security code.
Oh, okay. It's 562.
562. Okay. So I'm updating this, and then I just leave the address that's attached to this card.
2135 Virginia Avenue.
Virginia Avenue. Okay.
Yeah. Apartment 8.
Avenue, apartment 8. Is it still the Cape Coral, same zip code, 33904?
33901. Where I'm living at is 33904. Where I just gave you the Virginia Avenue is 33901.
Okay, same, right? Cape Coral still?
No, it's Fort Myers. It's a different
Fort
city.
Fort Myers. Okay, I just want to make it. Okay. Put that in there, Fort Myers. Okay, and then so the name on this card is it your name still, Terrence Terry?
Right.
Got
correct.
It. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. So let me update this on our end, and then let's see. And then I'm going to look at the client interview calendar here, to see what the best time for our technicians to get into the onboarding call. Let's see. Okay.
All right.
So I do have time today from, let's see, 5 to 6, and then I got one from 6 to 7. What works best for you? 5 to 6?
Probably 6 to 7. Probably. Yeah.
All right. And everything in the business is correct, right, Terrence? Like, the everything's the same as far as the you know, the where the business is located, no changes, right?
No changes at all.
Okay. And then your email still, Terrence, Terry Shandy, Repairs.
No, it's actually Terry's Handyman Repairs.
I don't know why I pronounced it like that. It's still my Terry's Handyman.
You're not the first one.
Hey, thank you for letting me know that, because I was... I'm like, wait a minute. Then I read the whole thing. I'm like, okay, makes sense. So, yes, it's... Okay, so I just want to confirm. I'm sorry about that. I need my second cup of coffee.
No,
Terrence,
you're not the first one. You're like the third or fourth person that did it, so you're not the oddball.
That makes me feel better. Just like, man, what's going on with you, Chris? You have 7 years working for this company. You don't make you know. That was funny. All right, so I'm going to put you down for 6 p.m. So it's 6 to 7. Once again, it's just across the T's, not the I's. That's the technician. I'm just going to go over the account to make sure it's being reactivated correctly. And then also, I'm just going to put here your email so you can get an invitation. Please make sure that we're available for that call. If something does change, Terrence, you know, I'll send you my contact information. You can always text me directly. What would be changed at time, if you like, if you can't make it for whatever reason, you know, we understand you get busy as well. So I'm putting that on the calendar right now, and then I'm also going to send you a confirmation here. So we're going to do this. /CI English. Okay. Yep, got that. All right. This should be in your inbox via the confirmation to the onboarding call later on. Everything is all set on my end as far as all the notes. I'm just going to make sure that I notate the time for the technician so he gets a reminder as well. We're pretty much done. So we locked in at the 149 rate. Once again, that's going to include the local optimization and then also the website, which is crucial. And then we'll get things going and get the ball rolling once we get done with the client onboarding call later on this evening. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll send you my text message or my phone number now, and if anything changes, once again, Terrence, I'm here for you. I'll be able to change the appointment time with the technician. So that should be in your inbox already with your text messages.
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
Okay, awesome. All right, Terrence, welcome back, and we'll talk to you at 6 p.m. today, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.